Katie, everybody wants to know, where'd they get my number?
Well, many people don't know that their cell phone number is likely for sale. There are commercial data vendors that sell all kinds of data about us. A lot of them build files around publicly available voting record data. They supplement it with consumer data. But a lot of cell phone numbers can be purchased on the open market. The Democratic Party touted the fact that it purchased 94 million cell phone numbers earlier this year.
So we know this is a big trend, and I know you've been writing about this. I'm curious. I don't like getting those on my phone. Am I alone, or are people accepting these things more and more?
You're not alone. Some people do prefer it, assuming that a campaign was going to contact them one way or another. They'd rather get a text than a phone call. They'd rather get a text than someone knocking on their door and actually invading what they feel like is their private space or private property. But for a lot of people, they feel like it's this last sacred place that doesn't have ads filling it and spam filling it, like our email and our social media feeds.
Exactly.
And are furious to see this be the next big trend.
So from the political strategist perspective, I mean, what are the pros and cons of, oh yeah, we're going to do a mass text messaging versus a mailer versus buying airtime? I mean, why text?
There are a lot of pros. A lot of volunteers say that they like it better than phone banking. It's less awkward. They have time to go ask people who work on a campaign what the answer to a question is if they happen to get one. Unlike door-knocking, campaigns often say it won't interrupt dinner. Voters can respond if they want with a question or in their own due time. It's a two-way conversation compared to a mail or a TV ad. It's a good way to reach young voters and to turn out young voters, to reach voters of color who might be mobile first, or people in rural areas who don't have internet connections. But the real reason the campaigns love it is that people actually read them. And a lot of people don't read their email anymore because it is so filled with spam and ads that we don't want to weed through.
Is this big business? I know that there are third parties out there who help make these things happen.
It's a burgeoning business. There are several startups, companies that you may hear about soon if you haven't already, such as Hustle, Relay, Open Sesame, and they're really crucial as it stands. These are tech startups that are facilitating a way for campaigns to send thousands of texts per hour without running afoul of anti-spam laws, which means they don't have to ask people to opt in. And the key is essentially that a human being still presses the send button and can edit the message, but a tech platform can automate essentially everything else, allowing volunteers, and they've set up texting banks, to sit there and send one text, say, per second, just one after another, hundreds per hour per person.